Hi, my name is Eleni, and today I'm on campus in a room where there isn't a camera, there isn't a microphone, but I still want to organize hybrid teaching or a hybrid meeting. If that's the case, I have three devices, so three options for you to try. First, if I, for example, have my own laptop here and I can use my laptop's camera, I just need a microphone or a speaker, then the Jabra microphone speaker is a good option. If I need a better camera or I want to connect a camera to a teacher computer that's already in the room, then there are two more options. The first one is this Logitech Connect device, and then there's the Meeting Owl. But let's start by explaining how this one works. So how to use this Logitech Connect device. When you have gotten it from the janitors, it'll come together with two cables, but let's first have a look at the device itself. So at the top, there's a few buttons and the power button. Then here in the front, don't forget there's a hidden remote control. So don't forget to take this off, otherwise you're not going to see much on camera. On the remote control, you can find the mute button, so you can switch the microphone off and on. You can put the volume up or down, and then with the arrows you can move the camera a little bit, and you can also zoom in and out. But there is also a physical button on the device itself. So here there's a little wheel, you can scroll either down or up, and as you can see the camera will also move a little bit. Then this gray bit here, that's both the microphone and the speaker, and not unimportantly at the back is where you can connect both cables. So let's do that first. I'll start with the charger. So you connect the charger. Well, let's start by connecting it to the device. So at the back, this end goes in, and then I'll connect it here as well. Good, and then there's a regular USB cable. So again, one end goes into the Logitech Connect device, and the other end goes into your laptop or the teacher computer, just like a computer mouse or keyboard would. Great. And then you can, it might start itself when you open Zoom, or then there's a power button at the top, and you know it's on when there's this beautiful blue light at the bottom. And it makes sound. When using a new device, it's always good to test the sound in Zoom or Teams. So when you go to the right side of the microphone button, there is an option that says test speaker and microphone. I can hear it. That's great. Now I will say something. I can hear myself. That's great too. So I press yes. So this way I know that both the speaker and the microphone work. If you want to triple check, you can also check it from the settings. So again, if I click on this small arrow pointing upwards, it'll show under microphone that the Connect device is connected. And similarly under speaker, it also shows Connect here between brackets. And similarly with the camera, if I go to the camera settings, it'll also show that the Conference Cam Connect is the one we're using. And of course, I can switch the camera on, and then it shows me the right angle. When you're in Teams, this is what it'll look like. So the device is again connected to the laptop, but this time in Teams, we also want to check the settings. So we want to make sure it is using the right camera and the right microphone. To find the settings, you go to More, so the three horizontal dots. Then you find the wheel with the settings a little bit lower. And next, you can click on Device Settings. Then on the right, a list opens. Here under Audio Settings, we again see that the device that we're using is called Connect, so that's the right one. And then when we go down under Video Settings, it'll also show Conference Cam Connect. And if not, then you can click on the arrow and choose the right one from here. When the settings are correct, we can close them and, for example, switch the camera on, double check that we see what we want to see, and then when you're ready to start the teaching or start the meeting, don't forget to switch on your microphone. We have an online participant, so let's see how this works in practice. My camera is switched on, so I first need to double check my microphone is switched on as well. That way, the online participants can hear us. So let's do a test. Hi, Salma, how are you doing?
Hi, Eleni. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing fine too, thank you. So Salma can hear us through this gray bit. So this is both the speaker and the microphone. And then obviously you can move this device around the way you like. So you can put it further away, somewhere in the middle of the room, somewhere in a corner, depending on what angle you want to see on the camera. Good. Thank you, Salma.
Thank you.
A second option is to use this meeting owl or kokospulle. This device, again, comes with two cables. There's a USB cable and a charger. What does it look like? Well, at the top, there's a 360 camera. So this will view and show the entire room. And then the side bit, the gray bit, that's all speaker and microphone. It doesn't have a power button, so it'll switch itself on the moment you connect it to the laptop or the moment you, for example, open the camera or microphone in Zoom or Teams. Then on the side, you can switch the volume up and down. But of course, once it's connected to the laptop, you can also just use your laptop's buttons. And then you can also use the mute button from here if you'd like. At the bottom, this is where you connect both cables. So let's do that first. And then the USB goes next side or like alongside the power cable. Both are in. So now I connect it to the laptop. It already shows us his eyes. You can see it on this side, but also on this side. And now when I switch on the camera, it'll wake up even more. And sometimes it makes a very lovely owl sound, but of course now, for the sake of filming this, it doesn't want to. Ah, it does! Good, so now the owl is connected in Teams. You can check from the settings. So here under audio settings, it'll say Meeting Owl Pro. And when you scroll down, it also shows it Meeting Owl Camera under the camera. But obviously we can see that it's using the right camera at the moment. With the owl and a 360 degree camera here at the top, it shows the entire room. And then here in the front, it'll show two or three or just one person, depending on who's talking. So this is me. And then there's the lovely Pasi, who is here with us today as well. So in the Zoom settings, this is how you will find the owl. So here it shows between brackets to Meeting Owl Pro. Under speaker, it's the same name. And then when you want to triple check the camera, also here you'll find Meeting Owl Camera. So make sure those are checked when you want to use the Meeting Owl. My teaching or meeting has ended again, so I want to return this meeting owl to the janitors. I first remove all the cables. So if you remember, they were here at the bottom of the owl. The owl doesn't have a power button, so you don't need to do anything on this device anymore. Then all you need to do is put the device and both cables back into the box and then return the box to the janitor. When you're in a room that doesn't have many devices or any devices, but you have, for example, a laptop and the laptop has a camera and that camera is enough for the situation you're in, or there's a teacher computer and the teacher computer has a camera, so all you're missing is a speaker and or microphone, then this Jabra device can come to the rescue. This comes with a USB cables connected to the device. So all you need to do is plug this into the teacher computer or your own laptop, and then from the device you can mute, unmute, or switch the volume higher or lower. But again, you can also do that using the settings on your own laptop or on the teacher computer. So when in Zoom settings, again, I want to make sure it's using this Jabra device as both microphone and speaker. So here on their microphone, between brackets, it says Jabra Speak. So that's the one we want. And then similarly under speaker, it has also chosen for Jabra. So double check that these two are checked before using this microphone speaker. When in Teams, when you go to the settings, then here as well, you will find the Jabra Speak. So check under audio settings that it's using the Jabra device. And if not, you can always find it here from the list. My meeting or teaching has ended. I again switched off my laptop or signed out from the teacher computer. So to return the Jabra, I just unplug it from the device. There's no power button, so all I need to do is roll it up. And then you will most likely have gotten it in a case, so put it back into its case and then return the case with the Jabra mic to the janitor. So remember that even when you have teaching or a meeting in a room where there isn't a camera and or there also maybe isn't a microphone or speaker, you do have options. If you can use a camera from your laptop and all you need is a microphone speaker, then the Jabra will do. If you also want a camera, then there's a Logitech Connect device. And if you would like to show the entire room, if you want a 360 view, then I recommend using the Owl. So all you need to do is send a message to the janitor, let them know when and where you would need which one of these devices, go pick them up, and then have fun, try them out. Good luck.
From the janitors of the university, from these 6 buildings, you can lend equipment. There is equipment available in the library, Lähde, main building, Liikunta, Ruusupuisto, Agora and Nanoscience Center. To get this equipment, you can just walk into these janitor spots on the campus and ask for a lendable hybrid equipment. If you want, you can already contact the janitors beforehand by sending them email or calling them. The contact information can be found on the university website.